The purpose of this class is to explain the Jewish way of understanding Psalm 110. Now, of course, I don't have an English language degree, so I beg you to pay attention to the ideas, not necessarily to the expressions and the words of my own limitations, not the Psalm's limitations. Now, our sages explain this Psalm in two possible ways. There are more, actually, but mainly two ways. Either it's talking about Avraham Avinu, Abraham, or it's talking about David HaMelech, King David. How do you see this into the text? So I'm going to read for you the Hebrew text, the original text, and then I'm going to translate. Again, I'm not a perfect English speaker and learner, etc., etc. And we're going to see in each verse how it can be referring to Avraham or to David. Let's go. Psalm 110. לדוד מזמור נאום אדוני לאדוני שב לימיני עד אשיס אויביך עד לרגליך. The psalm is saying, לדוד can be translated by David, that he wrote the psalm, or לדוד for him, that means somebody else wrote it, or somebody else actually sang it for him, talking about him. So לדוד, again, מזמור, it's a song, says the Lord, I mean God, L'adoni, to my master, to my Lord. That means the first time it says Lord is with a capital L. It's talking about God. Second time that it says Lord is with a regular L. It's not talking about God. It's talking about something else, somebody else, either Abraham or David. Sit to my right. That's how most of the people translate. However, if it's talking about Abraham, the real translation is, wait until my salvation that comes from the right of God. So sit doesn't mean sit, to sit down, means to wait. Wait for my salvation. That's if we're talking about Avram. If we're talking about David HaMelech, David, King David, he's saying something very interesting. King David came after King Shaul. Now, King Shaul belonged to the tribe of Binyamin. They are called Yeminim, Binyamin. So God is saying, wait, Shev Liyamini, wait until Shaul HaMelech ends, finishes his kingship, and your kingship can actually start. Until when do you have to wait? Until I put all your enemies as your footstool. Verse number 2. Mate Yuzcha Ishlach Adonai Mitzion, Redei Bekerev Oyvecha. A scepter, mate is like the kings used to use a scepter, of your strength will send the Lord, that means God, from Zion. That's the only idea that doesn't really fit Avram, because Avram lived many, many years before actually Zion was built. So it fits more into the explanation that it's talking about David, King David. The end of the verse, you will actually govern on your enemies. Verse number 3. Your people will actually give, willingly give for you in the day of your battle, in the day of your strength. That can be talking about Abraham fighting with the four kings when he recovered actually Lloyd, his nephew, etc., etc. Other, he's talking about David HaMelech fighting some of his wars. Behadri Koidesh, that means with the beauty of the sanctity, Merechem Mishchar, that you have from your womb. Shchar literally means the morning. That means when a person goes out of the womb, it's like the morning for that person. For you is the dew of your youth. That means you're beautiful, either it's talking about Abraham or David HaMelech, doesn't actually make it much of a difference. He's saying that from a young, very young age, you're beautiful. Actually, our sages say that Avram recognized the presence of God when he was 3 years old. So it makes, actually fits more into Avram than with David. We don't know so much about David's being very young. Fourth verse. Nishba adonai v'lo yinochem atachoyim le'olam al divrosi malki tzedek. God swore, and he's not going to actually relent. He's not going to put it back. Atachoyim le'olam. You, people translate the word coin over here, as priest. But the truth is, that we find other places, like in Shmuel, in the second book of Shmuel, in chapter 40, that it says that the children of David HaMelech, David, King David, were Koyanim. They were not priests. What are you talking about? Koyan, David HaMelech comes from the tribe of Yehuda, and Koyanim come from the tribe of Levi. So what is he talking about? He's saying that they actually govern. They have an important position. That's what it means, a Koyan. So if he's talking about David HaMelech, he's saying you're going to have a very important position. If he's talking about Abraham, also he was not a Koyan. He was the forefather of Koyanim, Levim, Israelim, that Jewish people. He was the main head, for instance, he was the main head for all Jewish people. Al Diverosi, because of your words, if he's talking about David HaMelech, is the words that he's Melech Tzedek, Malki Tzedek. The Yud in the word Malki is actually an addition. It doesn't really make a difference on the word itself. That's how the commentaries explain. That means that if it's talking about David HaMelech, he said the verse is saying that he was a just king. With justice, Malki Tzedek, Melech Tzedek. He made justice in the world. Actually, that's what is also written about David HaMelech. He made justice within his people. And if it's talking about Avraham Avinu, this is talking about Melchizedek, actually. We find when Avraham ended the war with the four kings, when he came back, Melchizedek was waiting for him. So with the words of Melchizedek, Avraham became an important person. 5. Adonai al yemincho mochatz v'yem apoy melochim. God, the Lord, on your right, crushed in the day of his anger, God's anger, different kings. Both David, Amalek, and Abraham fought with kings. So that's what he's talking about. Verse number 6. Yodim bagoyim mole gebiyois, mochatz v'roish aleretz rabba. He will judge the nations full of like dead bodies. Mochatz roish, he will crush the heads on long distant lands. 7. Minacha baderech ishte al ken yorim roish. The regular translation is that he will drink like the nachal. The nachal means like a river, a stream of water. However, he's talking about a war, either a war that Abraham did with four kings or a war that David HaMelech did, many wars. I'm sorry. So he will drink, so to speak, quote unquote, the blood that will come out of all the people that we will kill on the war, either Abraham or David HaMelech. Alken, and therefore, because he will win these wars, Yorim Rosh, his head will be raised up. So we understood, we learned, and we understood all the verses of this Psalm 110. How is it talking about either Abraham or David HaMelech?